want to thank you for tuning in to the Good News of JesusChrist.org. I'm going to answer the question, if the Bible is written by men, how can we trust it? Well, the scripture says, and I'm going to give you two scriptures, and then I'm going to go through a little bit of history on how, who actually penned the scriptures, how the scriptures were preserved, and how we know we can trust those scriptures today. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 says, "But know this, first of all, that no prophecy of scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of a human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit was spoken from God." So basically, the scriptures were penned by holy men that were under the influence of the Spirit of God. And then 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is inspired or God-breathed and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training, and righteousness." So those are the two scriptures that give us some indication on who actually wrote the scriptures. And if we look at apostolic, there's a term called apostolic authority. I don't really like that term, but the actual followers of Jesus Christ that were with him from the start of his ministry, according to Acts chapter 1, until his resurrection, these men are the ones that were taught by God, by Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that, "I'm going to go away. When I go away, I'm going to send my Spirit. It's going to come live in you and recall to your mind what I taught you, these things you write." So this writings that we have in the New Testament is from the revelation of God himself, Jesus Christ, in the flesh. When we look at the Old Testament scriptures, they were prophets that penned the scriptures that said that the scripture says, "The word of the Lord came to me and he told me, write this down." God inscribed the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, it says, and handed them to Moses. That he spoke to Moses, and Moses was writing what the Lord was speaking. So we have all of these things to give us some indication on why we can trust these scriptures. Now, as far as preserving the word, God had scribes, and the scribes had a 10-set system to where they went through these 10 sets of things to rewrite the Word of God from papyrus to papyrus, because over the centuries, because they wanted to preserve the Word of God, but they had to follow these strict guidelines and writing it, and not write it anything from memory, and to look from word to word, and to make sure that they had ceremonies they had to follow and all these things. So it was serious. And God's word was preserved. If we look at those guidelines, we look at those that were actually with Christ during his ministry, we look at God's historical accounts of telling us how he spoke with the prophets, and where we get the Old Testament writings, we have a lot of historical evidence to actually look to know that we can trust the Word of God. And the main thing is, I like an analogy that is brought forth. You can find this analogy in a book called Evidence That Demands a Verdict by Josh McDowell, and A Ready Defense, and maybe a few other of his writings. He talks about how there's 66 books that were written over a span of 4,000 years by 40 different authors, all kinds of walks of life, and across three continents, and that all of those writings have continuity. They're in unity. They no contradiction. And they all have a central theme. They point to the cross, looking forward to it, and point to the cross in the past. And they have a central theme, Christ and his finished work, and no contradiction. And all all the same message, all working together, and then 333 prophecies that are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, affirmed in the New Testament, written in the Old Testament, thousands of years in advance in some cases, and yet fulfilled. So we have a lot of evidence to know that we can trust the scriptures. We have historical evidence, secular and sacred, to know that we can trust that Jesus Christ was a man that walked among us, and that he laid his life down and rose again and was seen for 40 days by many, and then was watched as he ascended into heaven, and that there's sacred secular accounts outside of what we have from historical books in the New Testament, where almost 55 Syrian, Roman, and Jewish writers talk about Jesus, talk about things that are written in the scripture. So we have a lot of evidence. We have archaeology. We have fulfilled prophecy. We have so many things we can look to, and God's preservation of his word, and more text that date close to the actual writing of the New Testament than any other writings that we have in existence today. So within a 25-year span of when the originals were written for the New Testament writing. So we can trust the scripture, and I hope this gives you a little insight and a little bit of information for you to go verify on your own as well. I'm Martin Williams with the Good News Jesus Christ.org.